As I head towards 100 shows, I had to bring some Inglewood in the house. Melanie Mosley is next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives. Breaking into...
Yes, it is. Okay, tell them, girl.
I can teach you, but I have to charge.
That's right. I was like, I thought I'd bring it back a little bit to the 2000s. I thought of you guys watching some of your stuff. It's really funny. Look, Khalees in the house. I love her.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Breaking Into here on Black Hollywood Live. I'm your host, James Lott Jr. And, you know, we try, you know we how we do it here on Black Hollywood Live. We had some fun.
Yes,
did some stuff there. That's right.
Yes, yes.
My guest, sketch writer, sketch artist, actress. She's been in things like Shameless, Two Broke Girls, Azolia Riles. She's in this upcoming series that looks so good. Catch the whole trailer on YouTube. It's so good. It's on TBS called The Guest Book, and it's actually starting August 3rd. It's like an anthology thing. It's like people coming in who write into this guest book, and it's the stories gleaned from that. This is so good. She plays, I'm just laughing when I say the name, because the drink I don't care for. She plays Kombucha.
Yes,
That's the name, folks.
Yes, honey.
Okay.
Kombucha.
Kombucha. Miss Melanie Mosley.
What up, guys? What up?
When I saw Kombucha, I was like, oh my God, of course. Why have I not seen that? Why have I not seen that yet?
Right. Greg Garcia is a fool.
He's such a good, he's such a good writer.
He's so good.
God, he is. So I mean, I watch all his series, so I'm very happy to see that he has a new series out.
Right, right.
And we're gonna talk about guest book and everything
later.
But first we're gonna find out who you is.
Okay, who I am.
Because you've been around a little while, and I've noticed you have some things. I was
Yes.
And I was like, okay, she's been around a little bit here. But first, we got to talk Inglewood.
Inglewood, always up to no good. Okay.
We both have a connection.
Yes, we
have a connection,
we
which is so exciting.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so now, I have cousins, though, who went to St. Bernard's High School.
What?
So, my last name's Lott. So, if any Lotts, you know, like Michael Lott or any Lott, they went there back in the 80s,
the 90s. House?
Yes, they went there and played the right. But so in Inglewood, what elementary school did you go to?
Elementary Miracle Baptist Christian School. You want to know a funny story?
Yeah, please.
They had to close down because of the riots. Oh, it was on 83rd and Central. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The riots happened, you know, on all over. So we closed down the school for 2 days, and I was so excited. I was like, please keep riding. No school. Please keep taking
like a snow day. Like a snow day.
Right. This is snow day in L.A. where it's separate fire instead of snow. Turn up. Yeah. True story. Miracle Baptist Christian School.
And where did you go for junior high school, middle school?
I went there K through 8th.
Oh, like Medicaid K-8.
Uh-huh,
I went to La Tierra, and we were K-8. Ladera Heights, of course. I was actually the first 8th, 7th, 8th grade class.
Really?
We voted on it, and we were the first one. And then I went to Inglewood High School. I didn't want to go to Inglewood.
Yeah.
I had to go to that ghetto. It was so ghetto back then. I wanted to go to Westchester, so they wouldn't let me go to Westchester.
Comment. Turn up.
Right now. So I know. So, you know. So number one, when I found out you were from Inglewood, I was like, I'm glad to see. Inglewood is a viable city in Los Angeles.
Yes, it is.
With a lot of talent in it.
Yes.
And we are making, as people, some of us making waves out there.
Yes.
And you're one of them. So how do you bring that into your work, coming up from an area that, not necessarily super poor, but also not super rich? It was somewhere kind of
in the middle.
Yeah, back then especially, too. It was like in the middle, kind of.
James, it all depends on my characters. Like, so if I have to play somebody in the prison, I've seen stuff from Miracle Baptist Christian School. You know, I've seen prostitutes walking down the street. I've seen man pulling up, jerking off. True story.
I'm sure. I know the area. Yeah.
You know, but I also seen the good side of Inglewood, the Ladera side, you know, so I know how to conduct myself in a business meeting, not going there like, what up? Hi. What y'all doing up in here? You know, so it all depends on the character and what the character vibes for. Can I answer your question?
Yes.
Okay, bye. Okay.
You actually brought up something that I think is really important. This is Black Hollywood Live, so we talk about black issues.
Of course.
I always say that many of us are bilingual in a sense, that we learn how to conduct ourselves in a meeting in, we'll just say it, white America.
Yeah.
But also know how to get down with you with our peeps.
Yes.
So you say you would be kind of the same thing, too. Like, you know how,
yeah. And basketball, I played basketball all my whole life. I don't know if you was going to get into that.
I was going to, because Cal State Fullerton.
I'm sorry, I just jumped all over, honey. You better, I'm just jumping, honey. You better get this Giselle in order.
I love it.
Basketball taught me how to adapt, too. You have to adapt to all your surroundings. So if I'm in Compton, I know how to adapt, but still being me. if I'm in Beverly Hills, I know how to adapt to the Jews with still being me. Mm-hmm. I never lose myself.
Yes.
So that's the key thing, knowing how to adapt in different situations without losing yourself.
And many of us know how to do that. People of color, we know how to do. We know how to do that.
Yep, true.
We find a way to have the balance of your of the core of who you are in your culture.
Yep.
But also just enough to be able to kind of, like you said, adapt.
Adapt.
And I just had this conversation with our engineer, Brianna, actually before the show's on, about sports.
Yes.
And how that stuff really teaches you about life, doesn't it?
Discipline. It taught me so much discipline. Discipline. Like, you'll be surprised, like, all the stuff you go through as a kid that basketball teaches you in life between those four sidelines, like the baseline, the sideline. Mm-hmm. Knowing if you're getting out blown out by 20 points, never to give up. You still got to fight because you still may be able to come back. There may be some coaches that don't like you. You still got to put up with it. You can't throw a hissy fit and be like, I ain't playing for them no more. No, they paying for you to go there. So you better sit your black ass over there.
Yes, and do your
job. And know how to adapt.
Right.
And know how to work hard with still without losing yourself. So many lessons, but I think the big one was discipline. Getting up at 5 a.m.
Wow.
at a 14-year-old who, you know, like, that's discipline. Monday through Friday, conditioning. Then going to the shower, getting dressed, going to school, straight A's, still practice 5 to 7, come back, do it all the next day again. Like, it's so much discipline. And those who are dedicated and who love it, those are the ones who excels. Not just going to the NBA, but just excelling in the twos of life. You know, any sport. Football, I feel like any sport, anything you're dedicated to, it will teach you the tools of life because you're going to experience hardships.
Well, I also feel, especially sports that are team-related.
Yes.
Which basketball is. I mean, you can't do everything yourself.
No, you can't.
You have to learn how to work with other people.
Learn how to, with that you maybe don't like.
Yes.
Knowing how
is to. Is Hollywood like that at all?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Knowing how to compete and cheer at the same time. Somebody may get your spot. You know, they may start, but you still got to sit on the bench and cheer for them because guess what? They still on your team. We still want to win.
Oh, that's right.
You know? And a lot of us, put that out there, a lot of us,
no, we don't.
Black folks, we don't get that.
No, we don't.
We don't know how to cheer and compete at the same time.
Oh my God, you're speaking my language. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yes.
That is something I've said this on the show 87 times, however many shows I've done at this point. We shouldn't fight for that one spot we're told that's there.
True.
We should be happy if one of us makes it to that spot. Great, be happy for them.
Right, because it breaks down a new barrier. Right. Like girls' trip.
Yes,
that's you like should. Me. Like, well, I ain't in it. No, I'm so happy because it breaks down so many barriers to know that us as black women are funny and we can carry a movie.
Yes. Hello. So, yes.
Congratulations to Queen Tiffany, Jada, Regina. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to all those beautiful queens because. Mm-hmm. Our time is coming. It's just more roles for everybody.
Right. So. I just love, whenever my friends make it, of any race, I'm happy for them. But when somebody of color makes it, but I'm saying, when someone of color who would be assumed to be my direct competition, my normal competition, good. I'm good for you.
Right.
That role was meant for you. That was meant for you. The opportunity was meant for you.
And not to get all preachy because it's Sunday,
but
what God has for you. Yeah. Is for you.
Yes.
You know, his timing is always on time. It may not go direct with our time, but his timing is always on time.
That's my favorite things of his. It's always right on time.
He's always right on time. Always right on time. We just don't like it because it's not our time.
That's so true. So. And there have been times I was upset.
Right.
And then later you go, oh, okay, well, that didn't lead. Well, I got something else a month later.
Right.
Okay, that led to where I really wanted to be.
Right.
And I thought for sure that one thing was going to be it, right?
And being honest, being like, I see you, God. Okay, I maybe wasn't ready for that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I see why you didn't let me get that. Because like you said, now this is coming in.
Mm-hmm. So. And you know, this business is hard because we don't see the future. You don't know. You can have a job and not have a job for 7 months, 8 months.
True.
But then have like 10 jobs all of a sudden.
True. True.
You know.
True, true.
But the basketball thing, I was glad you mentioned that because I was going to say you went to Cal State Fullerton. Now, did you go for the WNBA?
But I didn't make it.
So, I want to tell people, that's anybody wants to be a sports person. You hear a lot in the black community also. I want to be a rapper or this or NBA.
Right.
We have to understand, there are hundreds of thousands of colleges out there with talented people, talented women, who can play. The percentage of making it is not even about you, so to speak, is it?
It's not. I tell, I also train like little young black kids to basketball. Like, your goal should be just to get a D1 scholarship.
Okay.
That should be your goal.
Okay.
To get to get a D1, to get your education paid for it. Because like you said, the chances of making the NBA are slim to none. Like, it's one spot that people overseas are vying for, that 300 colleges are vying for, that people who didn't make the league the last year are vying for. So it's, like you said, it's kind of out of your hands. Unless you have God-given talent like a LeBron or, you know, everything ain't meant for everybody.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I mean, it really isn't. But I'm saying, I also just want people to know that it's just, it's because it's so competitive that there are people, a lot of times it just really isn't you. And that's the same thing about your talent, so to speak. There's, like you said, there's that one or two slots that for the WNBA, that's what they have.
Right.
And you're one of thousands of people.
Same with acting.
Yeah.
You never know why you didn't get the role. Could be network wanted it for another reason. Somebody, I think my manager told me one time that one of the clients let their daughter pick, who do you want? You know what I'm saying? So it had nothing to do, it ain't got nothing to do with what you, you know, as long as you go out there and put your best foot forward, you leave it up in the guy's hands, then it's all to the G. I know it's easier said than done.
No, yes,
I got to preach to the choir too, but I mean, yeah, it's everything ain't meant for everybody, and it's out of your control once you've giving your all to it.
I want to show a clip of you.
All right, now.
That I was like, excuse the F out of me.
Oh, Lord.
Here is homegirl boxing.
Yeah. Bam. Oh.
Double jab cross.
Ooh, I wish my body still, honey, looked like that, honey. Bam.
So how long ago was that?
Bam. This was about a year ago.
Yeah.
Bam. But I still know how to.
Jab cross,
okay. Still know how to jab cross.
Double jab cross across.
Bam, bam.
So were you training? Or is this something you were just training?
I love boxing. So when basketball was done, it was a little heartbreaking. Like, you know, I played it for 20 years. Yeah. So I wanted to pick up another thing I could let my aggression out on, which was kickboxing and boxing.
Yes.
So I end up doing real well. Yeah. They actually wanted me to fight a man. I said, look, y'all, it ain't that deep, honey. I ain't never fighting no man, honey, all right? I got this face got to be good for auditions, all right? Now, listen, I know I ain't Halle Berry up in this piece, but I can't be walking into auditions with black eyes and broken legs now, okay? So I ain't going to fight no man.
No.
So I'll just do the bag, you know, and let out all my aggression there. Yeah. And it's really a good stress reliever. If anybody's looking for a good, please go hit the bag, right? It is an awesome stress reliever.
Wow. That's really cool. I saw that outside the show. I was like, your body was working. You're working it out, girl.
Oh, thank you.
You're working it out, girl.
Trying to get it back there, folks.
Okay, you can do it. But it's just fun to see that, again, we don't see enough female women, black women boxers out there. I mean, everything thinks of, you know, Ali, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's a sport, and people do it for fun, they do it for exercise. And that's why I thought I wanted to show that. You do it for exercise. You do it for exercise and stress.
And it's just so awesome.
God,
it's
so stressful. So amazing. That's so amazing. Now, you do sketch comedy and improv, right? Now, what has it done for you personally? I would say first, what has it done for you personally, and what has it done for you professionally? Well, personally, how has it enhanced you personally? Doing that.
Knowing how to wing it, you know, you know, not you gonna do it, but you can throw me a question or whatever, and I know how to, go, stop the interview, what happened, what is this, you know what I'm saying? So just learning how to, like I said, adapt, knowing how to dip
in
and
real
dodge.
Life, you gotta adapt.
You gotta dip and dodge. You gotta learn, I never forget this quote, I think Kanye said it. You got to know in the entertainment industry, whether it's basketball, any type of entertainment, what media, you got to learn how to swim with sharks.
Yep.
You got to. You have to learn how to swim with sharks. Otherwise, you'll get, I'm not trying to be rude, but you'll get eaten up, though.
Yeah, you will.
You got to learn how to, without losing you, like finagle your way without losing you. So it taught me that.
Wow. Now, professionally, it must really be good when it comes to your acting and other things that you do.
Yeah.
And writing and stuff.
It does, definitely for writing. But obviously, when I go in for like studio jobs, like network jobs, they don't really want you to improv. So
they want you to come in.
Right.
Here's your side.
Yeah,
read
this
it.
Is what you better say.
Yeah.
So far, it hasn't helped me in that, but maybe
okay,
if I get to do SNL, I know I can kind of, you know.
I can see you on there. I'm like, I was going to bring that up. Because folks, I've seen some research on it, and folks have brought that up. They're like, she needs to be on SNL.
Oh,
you SNL.
You know what?
I do my research.
Honey!
I do my research. I was like, was there's somebody you did, okay, and I thought of her name down, but I didn't. You did some work with her several times. Her name starts with an N, I believe, or something. I forgot her name. Nika, Nia, something you did like a few years ago.
Nika,
something. Yeah. You did somewhere, and she just praised you to no end.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, Homegirl needs to be on SNL.
Aw, yeah, she's a sweetheart.
And I'm
yeah.
just like, I was like, I agree. I was thinking something like, I totally see you could be on there. I mean, they do people, they have women of color on there now.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they remember that whole little drama.
Yeah,
about it?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because it should be reflected. Yeah, I remember back in the day when Mad TV.
Was it?
Yeah, because yeah. they're the ones who have people of color, all yeah, colors did. On
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And they were a little edgier.
Yes, they
but
were.
But SNL is just doing a great job with this stuff. I think improv is very interesting because I've never done it. I think it's very, I do want to take a class or two one day to try it out.
You would love it and you would do great. You would do great. Okay. And it just opens you up to not having your thoughts set on this, you know. And also you help to go back, to piggyback. Yeah. In the professional world, when you have someone, the casting director say, okay, do it like this. I'm not like, ooh. I did it this way. Oh. I cannot do it another way. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Bam. You know, it helps you get out of your head. That's basically, ooh, it really okay. helps you get out of your head.
Okay.
It helps your head be free and able to hear, because improv is all about hearing what you're saying.
You'll be present too,
you
right?
You have to be present. Yeah. So I have to hear what you're saying. We do a skit about going to the ice cream store and I go, well, I want to go to the car wash. It's like, wait a minute. You wasn't listening to what James said.
Let's try one. Let's try one. You start out. Okay. I'll see what I can do. Let's try to see if we can do this.
Okay. So we got our persons, place and where we're at.
Okay.
So pick thing.
Okay. So I'm going to be a teenager.
Okay.
I'll just be a teenage girl. Why not? Because I've had those in my life, and I want to go. I want to go to. This is old. I want to go to a record store.
Record store.
I don't have any, but I want to go to one.
And we're in a car.
Sure, we're in a car.
Okay, and I will be your granny.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Gran.
Yes, hon.
Can we go to Amoeba Records?
What is an Amoeba Records?
It's a place where you can go and you can buy, you know, remember records? You can actually buy, we call it vinyl. You can buy vinyl there.
Like Four Tops? Temptation vinyl?
Sure. I mean, sure. Yeah, but for me, it'd be a little more modern, like, you know, Drake, Rihanna.
Rihanna and Drake?
Yes, Granny.
That ain't that girl that sings, wow, 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 wow. Is that her?
How do you know that song, Granny?
I tell you the truth, Granny be bumping that music too. You know, Granny know about Drake and all Summer 17 and all Summer 16 too. Granny be turnt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Granny, I don't know if I want to hear that from my grandmother.
Yeah, your grandfather, he know how to take care of me.
Okay, that's okay, Granny. I don't need
we
to.
We can really... go on to Amoeba Records, honey, and get that new Drake, honey, because I got some wild thoughts about your grandpa.
That's I really don't need to hear any more about my granddaddy. It's okay.
You sure you want to take me? You sure you want to go to Amoeba Records now?
Maybe we'll go another time.
Another time?
Yeah.
Well, fuck it, we already here.
Thank you. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So basically, that's all you do. Basically, you're being free form. You're just kind of going with it.
That's it.
I know there's longer. You go longer
and change locations.
And change.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I like that. Oh my God, I've never really done that before.
So and see kind of, how great you are?
Well, thank you. No, thank you. That's the first time I ever did that.
You're a natural.
And so,
a natural.
Oh my God, that's so funny. And I went to a class.
That's right.
Now, where'd you go do improv?
Groundlings.
Groundlings, okay.
Yeah. Groundlings, yeah. And they're based on more character work, which is what I love.
Yeah.
I love doing different
characters. Because you do character. I mean, is there a character that you just love to go to? You have a go-to character you like to go to?
Personally, like an imitation one,
not the actual roles you've done, but is there a character when you think of improv and stuff? Is there one you really like to just enjoy doing? Granny was good. That was good. Yeah. But is there?
I can't really think one. I'm sorry, I can't really think of one off my head. I guess like the thug is funny.
I like to do the thug.
I like to do like a middle-aged white man.
Can you give me a piece of that?
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Okay, a middle-aged white man. That's so funny. We're in a meeting, and I'm trying to get to the core of what... I don't understand what you're saying about this product we're trying to promote.
Okay, and the product is... What do you want to make it? Lemonade or something? Or
okay, that's saying, sure, why not? Lemonade, sure.
Okay, all right. So, James, yeah, so we have the lemonade here. You know, Beyonce made an album, Lemonade. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm aware of that. Brett.
Yeah, so this is the product that we're trying to sell. You know, Beyonce's married to Jay-Z. I know you're down with that, right?
Because I'm black, Brett.
I mean, I don't know, I want to say the obvious, but...
Well, Brett, let's get back to the we're trying to sell the product, this lemonade product. Not
you heard that Jay-Z 444? Did he really cheat on his wife? Do you know him? Do you know Beyonce and Jay-Z? Because you guys, like, all hang together, right?
Well, you know, we go to the meeting, yes.
Oh, so you were in the elevator, too.
Elevator.
That's good. I like it. I came to a straight face. I'm like, oh my god, that's good. I like that.
Thank you.
In the elevator.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That was. I did. I did listen to 444. And yes.
Yeah, it's good, right?
It was good. He said some stuff.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. So this new TV show. You've done other stuff. Like you've done roles like on Shameless. All these shows I like. Two Broke Girls and Resolve Guys. You just like that. So this guest book. This is actually, I mean, you're on every episode, aren't you?
8 out of 10.
Yeah, so I thought. I was looking that up, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to show a clip.
Okay, I'm excited.
This is a trailer with my buddy Danny Pudi, who I love him.
Yes, Danny was amazing.
He's so nice.
Yes.
And this is hilarious. It's really quick.
Okay.
Gentlemen, recently back walk, from honey. Maternity leave, put your hands together for
Kombucha. Hey.
Better earn it.
Let her earn it. I love that.
He was hilarious.
Look at that.
The feet. Hey.
You look good there too, girl.
I'm trying. Hey. Get it, girl. Get it.
Now. That's what you said. That's one of their promos.
Yes.
I was like, I'm in.
Right.
This show, oh my
girl
God.
Girl stripping, I'm in.
Exactly. I'm in. I am tripping with no luggage. I am in. I am in. Okay, so this thing, this starts on August 3rd, TBS. Yes. I believe it was 10 p.m., I believe.
Coast to coast.
Coast to coast. Okay, so how did this come into your orbit as well?
Okay, you want to know a story?
I do.
This is like all God. So I auditioned for one of the other roles, one of the other characters. My manager called me. I did great. Killed it. Remember I was saying, you know, what's for you, it's for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Manager called me and said the network wanted to go another way. They decided to change her to Caucasian. Okay, cool.
Okay, that happens.
Then she says, but Greg Garcia loved you so much that he's going to write you in the script. And you're going to get the 8 out of 10 episodes.
Oh, my God. So you got written for.
I got written for Kombucha.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's great.
Like, didn't have to do no callback. Like, he just loved me. So he writ us this in. So thank you, Greg. Yeah.
And Greg's a producer, creator of shows.
Yeah.
If I'm correct, he did My Name is Earl.
Yeah, My Name is Earl. The Raising Millers, Hell. Raising Helen.
Which I loved all those shows. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he wrote you, he liked you. That is an example of just do your best work. You don't know what, you may not get that role.
Right.
But something else can come out of it.
Yep. And he wrote Kombucha.
Wow.
And was like, I want her on the show. She's that funny. I want her on the show.
Wow.
Yeah. That's I know, amazing. Right? That blew me. I'm still like, wow.
You know what I mean? How many people can say that, actually?
Right.
A role was written for them.
Right. And that was just me coming from co-stars. I haven't did any guest star work, no reoccurring, not even a reoccurring co-star.
Right.
So it was just like, I see you, God. Like,
God is
thank
good.
Thank you. Right, all the time.
Oh, my God. That's one thing I didn't see in my notes. So, like, I didn't see
right,
that part.
That's a little jewel. That's
really cool. Because that's why you're on the show. You know, it's an episode. Yeah. So, it's great. So, there's people like Lauren Lapkus is on it, which I love her.
Hilarious. We did a commercial back in the day. It's all coming together. We did a Bean commercial. And just to see her, like, go from Orange is the New Black, then she went from Jurassic Park to Clips. Like, she is hilarious.
Yes.
I kind of liken myself to her, the African-American. She's tall. Like, she's unique looking. I get that all the time. And there's nothing wrong with being you.
No.
Be you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's just a funny, talented actress. She's amazing.
And she's a writer also, too.
Right? Yes.
Being tall, that's what I'm asking. We'll talk about a little more, I guess we can say, but being tall, how is that, how have you navigated that so far?
Honestly, James, it has worked in my favor.
Okay, good.
It's worked in my favor, because I know who I am. So I like to tell people who coming into the acting world, like, know who you are, know what characters you can play.
Ooh.
Like, it's nothing wrong with me saying I can't play the Halle Berry role, because that's not me.
Right.
That's not me. I know I can play the tough chick. I can be the badass lawyer. I can be the badass cop. I can be the stripper.
Mm-hmm.
I can be the butch. You know, I can be all those things. Mm-hmm. So know what you are. And that fits to my body type, my character, the way I look, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't go in being like, ooh, I want to be Sanaa Lathan out of time. Yeah, I want the sexy role.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Like, I'm here to be the leading lady for some romantic rom-com.
Right.
You're like, that's not necessarily that.
Yeah.
You're not saying you can't do that, but just saying that for now, you know.
Yeah, you know what you're going for, and that helps you narrow the tunnel, you know, and not just being all out there. Well, I'm going out for this. I'm going out for this. And why I'm not getting any roles? Because you're not narrowing what you are made for to do in this industry.
That's very businesslike of you, actually, because they always tell you, you know, your target audience, your target market. It's like, it's just like you have to, you should always narrow it down. Mm-hmm. It'll broaden up later once you start to make it.
Yes. Yes.
Then you start to broaden to these other things here. But first, it's like narrow it down. Get in.
And then do your thing.
Do your thing. Get in.
Yep.
Because I actually, you know, we're laughing a lot. But I can see behind your eyes. I feel like I can see you doing super heavy drama.
Yes, I do.
I mean, seriously. You say like most of the best comedians have been doing some of the best dramas.
Yes, because we're the tragedy comedy.
But maybe say you're tragic. But I just I feel like behind those eyes, I can see if someone gave you a really good, meaty, serious role, I can see you doing it.
I think so. I believe so, too. I know I can. My manager always be like, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. It's so funny, like, when we do auditions, when I do, like, tape auditions, the funny ones, she'd be like, do it over. But I do the drama one, she'd be like, damn, that was good.
I believe it.
That was good.
I believe it. We have somebody in the chat room who wants to tell me that, yay, she is killing it, honey, looking absolutely fab.
Who is that?
It's like, if I butcher your name, I'm really sorry.
Atiyah!
I did say it right. Atiyah Diop.
That's my business creating partner. We actually have a project coming out, Catching Breaks. Yeah.
Can you talk about that at all or no?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a web series, 8-part web series. It's drama filled. It's really so. Okay, we're talking about drama.
I felt it.
It's about her life and these other. It's like a crash, but at a hospital in Compton.
Oh. Okay.
So it's about how they come together and how they overcome all the difficult obstacles that's in LA, but their meeting place is at this ER in Compton.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting. So now we're just looking for a little funding. So anybody got some cash, throw to a sister,
Fund her. Fund it
because it is going to be amazing. Yes.
I believe it. But Guestbook was funny. I like this whole kind of rotating every week to see stories. I think it's really cool to have somebody who looks like you on TBS.
Right.
You're not on a black show.
Right. No, I'm not. Yeah.
So how's that feel?
It feels good. It feels really good. And TBS has some really good comedies. Wrecked.
Yes. I love Wrecked.
Wrecked is awesome.
And the other one I love too, The Alien is something.
People of Earth.
So good.
Angie Tribeca. It's just like, it's really like the up and coming network. Yeah. And I believe all of them got nominated for Emmys, I believe. So it's like, great network to be on.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just good that we're sprinkled out there, not just on
BET, Centric, and TV1.
I love them.
Yeah, but we need to be seen everywhere.
We do.
Because like Jesse James, he said, we're not magic. Like, we're not, you know? Like,
a magical Negro.
Yeah. We're not that.
No.
Yeah.
We are all walks of life.
Yes. Yes.
I had explained this to somebody the other day off camera about black folks, because I was being stereotyped into this kind of like, I just love how black folk, I'm like, we're not all the same. We're not monolithic. Our experiences are all different.
True.
You know, we're both from Inglewood or whatever. We both have different experiences. We have some similar, I'm sure.
True.
But also we're different too. And it can be reflected on our TV shows. True. Our actresses and actors.
True. Which is why when we did the improv, that's how most people think of us when I did the...
I know. Oh, I've been in that situation before. I know.
Yeah, like, hey, you know Beyonce because you're black?
Well, I always say the meetings. We're at the meetings.
Yeah.
You know, like all black folks get together and go to a meeting.
Exactly. Like,
obviously, that doesn't happen. We probably need to. Well, it doesn't happen, but...
True.
But we are all kinds of people. You could play a white middle-aged white guy or an old granny or a virginal young Asian girl. I mean, so in the context of acting.
True. Very true. That's true. And we don't see a lot of those roles for us. So which is good that, like I said, Girls Trip is number one. And this is on TBS showing that black people actually live in the mountain.
Wow, I guess that's true.
Like, they got a mountain dance up there. Like, they actually own this cottage, you know?
I never even thought of that before, but that's true. That's true.
But, my publicist is crazy. I'm sitting there cracking up.
My publicist is not going back. No, but in some ways, though, even though we're laughing about it, there's somebody out there where they're going to get a real education.
Right.
That's what's so funny. I mean, all comedy and everything we do, sometimes we think it's frivolous and it's all whatever, but entertainment can also inform, even in the, some of the craziest ways.
Was it a parody or a satire?
Yeah.
But it's like a joke, but no, this is like really real life.
Right.
Like, you know, like this is really happening.
Yeah.
Like, we do own cabins.
Yeah, why not?
We do own cabins. There's a
Black Ski Weekend that happens all the time.
Exactly.
Like Black Ski, like at first I just said the same thing, but Black Ski. But they do.
We go down the slopes.
Exactly.
Go on down the slopes.
With some flavor.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But no, but there is things like that out there that people just don't know about.
Right.
And
right.
So you bring up just a really good point. They see this show, it's like comedy. It's meant to be a comedy, right. And it's all these stories every week. But they may see people, well, Danny Pudi, another man of color who, yeah. You know, like you see people who are not the stereotypical, just like all white cast with
yeah.
One person sprinkled in of color.
True. Very, very true. When I got the call sheet, I was like, one black person, two black person, three black person, four black person. I was like, dang.
See? Right.
We got a little group here. Go head on.
The caucus.
Right.
Right.
Right. Like, that's amazing.
Because in a lot of shows, you do one.
You
have to do that at a time.
Especially like on those type of networks.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Or right. Especially about a comedy show like this. Or if the show, if it is a bunch of us, the show is based in an urban market. Mm-hmm. You know, it's based on.
Because you're right. Well, you know, on TBS, they are all the cast of their shows are very diverse.
They're all diverse. Very diverse.
Yeah, and now you say that, I'm thinking about going. Yep. Yeah, you're right. They're all very diverse.
So it's awesome.
Is there any? Is I always like to say this on the show for people who like to make dreams come true.
Yes.
Because you know who's watching this at some point. Is there one thing that you would love to tackle that you haven't tackled yet? It could be in the business or outside the business that you'd like, I want to try that one day. Or I'd like to have that, you know, happen one day.
I would love to host the Golden Globes.
Okay, that's something I would never get. Okay.
Yeah. I would love to host the Golden Globes. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, not that. We'd be like, why not the Oscars? I just love the Golden Globes. I feel like it's a little bit, yeah, looser. A little bit more
they
looser.
Drink there.
Yeah. I would love to do that.
Now, that's an answer I didn't expect. Well,
yeah.
That's kind of cool. Same here. I wouldn't want to do the Oscars. This is what I do for a living. I would never want to host the Oscars.
Yeah.
Or the Emmys. I think Golden Globes are just way more looser.
Yeah, just way more laid back.
And it's TV and radio.
Yeah.
Wait, TV and radio.
And film. Yeah.
And some music in there, too. And it's just everybody in Hollywood's just there having a good time.
Right, that's all. It's just like a big party.
Yeah.
It's a big party. So that is my... Thank you. Your mouth to God's ears. Go ahead on. We receive it.
That's right.
We receive it.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Have you ever hosted anything before?
Okay, don't laugh. My best friend's baby shower.
Hey.
And I did good, though.
Hey, okay.
I rocked the house. Everybody was cracking up. You know, like when they came in, they're both from Compton. So when they came in... I played Born and Raised in Compton. Hey. Then we had like, you know, like a dance contest. And so I had them dancing like the 80s music, 70s music. You had to do like the dance of the era.
Oh, I love
so,
it.
So much fun.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's fun.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I was just in Downey yesterday at baby shower. So I know.
Yeah. You know how it goes down. Yeah. At baby showers. Yeah.
We were playing darts and stuff.
Yeah.
And dominoes.
Yes.
And all that.
Yes.
Now, okay. So... What brought you into acting? How'd you go from basketball to acting?
Okay, for another funny story.
Please.
Okay. So when I was 7, it was bring your kids to career day. And my mom, I went with my mom. And, you know, she rehearsed, you know, you never rehearse with your kids. It's like, they're going to ask you what you want to be. And I said, I want to be a comedian. She said, girl, don't get out there and say no stuff like that. You get out there and embarrass me. Don't say no. Say you want to own a business. So comedy has always been in
me.
Okay, okay. But basketball paid the bills.
Okay.
I ain't no fool now.
Right.
I'm not going, if somebody's paying for me to go to school and get my education.
Yeah.
You know, so I've always wanted to do it. And then when basketball, like when it was done, I said, I had to talk with my best friend. And I said, she was like, go do it. And that was 11 years ago.
Okay.
11 years ago.
Wow. So. Has it been what you thought it might be, or has it been drastically different being in this business? Or did you have any preconceived notions?
I didn't have no notions.
Okay.
I did not. But I've definitely learned every year as I've gone, you know. So it's funny now when you hear people, I want to be an actor, and seeing them like do this stuff.
What do you tell them? No, don't do it. No.
Right. No, don't do it.
Yeah. No.
I tell them, it depends on where they're at, but if they're in the beginning, definitely like get on Actors Access and do a bunch of student films, like get that underneath your belt. And then also, I'm like, get headshots. Like, don't just say you want to be it and bring your Instagram picture in there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it gotta be some sacrifices in there. You know, I don't have a house. My friends have careers. I don't.
Got it.
Because I have to sacrifice.
Yes.
For the dream.
Repress. Yeah.
You know, so be prepared to sacrifice. You know, you're gonna have to give up a whole lot to sustain and fulfill yourself in this business. Especially a lot of actors aren't even from LA. So I'm blessed enough to be from LA.
You are. Yeah, that's true.
So a lot of them have to move out here.
Yeah.
You know? So
That's true. And you have to develop a sense of yourself, like you said earlier.
And then another thing.
Well, please.
Don't think you're gonna find a role in the club. Like, I'm going to this party to connect. That ain't gonna happen, Captain. Not gonna happen. Like, you know, like, oh, I gotta be here to snooze with this person. They not gonna put you on.
How funny.
They not gonna do that. They gonna put you on when they see you working. Not because you in their club drinking with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to learn that, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I always tell people. Like, don't think it's in the clubs.
Right.
Don't think because you're going to Hollywood Monday through Thursday that you finna be on. Like, that's not what it is.
And all networking is great.
It is.
But it may not always lead to something either right away.
Right.
I met so-and-so and so it's going to happen. It may not.
They more than likely, 98% of the time, going to give you the runaround.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I got something where I'll call you 99 times. If it's lady, then it's a guy. They want to smash.
Yeah. Right. No, right. That's
what
true.
It is.
God, this business, I mean, I tell people all the time about this. I'm like, get a thick skin and that's number one, get a thick skin and really decide if this is what you want to do.
True.
It's not for the faint of heart. Although what we do is not for the faint of hearts.
Mm-mm.
It's not easy.
And it's not going to happen in a year.
No.
It's not going to happen in a year.
Right.
It's not. So a lot of people get in like, well, you know, I'm ready to get in and do this, this. And I'm ready, you know, you think you're going to go from extra to superstar.
Right.
It ain't gonna work like that.
I had a friend who was an extra for 10 years. And he finally got off being an extra. Because what we found was he was so reliable as an extra.
I tell people that too. I said, look, go ahead.
No, please.
I tell people that too. Like, this is just for me, my opinion. I've never done extra work because I've never wanted to be, this is an extra.
Yeah.
Not to be conceited. I'm a superstar.
No, right.
So you just ain't seen me yet.
Right.
So I'm not going to. And once you get labeled in Hollywood, that's another thing. Once you get labeled as something, it's hard to break that label.
Yes, that's true.
It is hard to break that label. True. So watch what you get labeled as. You know, if you got a celeb friend or whoever and they want you to be their nanny, you're going to be their nanny for 20. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, watch what you get labeled as.
True.
You know, so sorry.
But no, this is a conversation. This is great. No, that's the point. It's like, for him, it was that. It was. I got known, so I'd be lead background sometimes and lead foreground. And he got excited for it. He goes, wait a minute, I haven't got an under five or a speaking of nothing because they rely on me so much as a good extra. So, yeah, he was working all the time, but it's, you know, being a lead actor, it never happened. So he left, and now he started getting roles after he left.
Good.
A few.
He's
working on it. But I was like, that's really interesting. And when you say that, be careful how you're labeled.
Be careful how you're labeled.
Because they do. They repeat.
They do. Once they label you as that, but I've never done. And I don't knock it. You have to do what you have to do, but that was just not for me. I never wanted to take that route. Being someone's assistant, watch that too, because you're going to be their assistant for 30 years.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so be careful what you get labeled as.
Right. Like you said, because I always said the same thing when I was back in the day. I'm like, I've always been a star. I just waiting for us to find out.
Yeah, somebody just hasn't noticed me yet.
Yeah, that's all. I said, don't worry, I won't get a big ego because I've always been this way.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's confidence.
Yes.
You know, ego, conceitedness is like, everybody get out this room.
Right.
What do you mean you didn't have a stake? For me, when I came here, you know,
that's conceited.
Yeah, that's conceited. But confidence, there's nothing wrong with knowing that who you are.
Okay.
Now,
I ask my guests the same two questions.
Okay.
And I don't, you guys at home know I don't prep them beforehand.
Uh-oh.
Unless they watch my shows.
Charles didn't tell me to.
I remember the questions.
Charles, go on into it. Go ahead.
Okay. So I believe in language.
Okay.
I believe in language. Like, that's a profound statement. What I would say is I believe in how language can propel us or stop us in our tracks. Language is a big thing. Words are a big thing for me. What word do you think we should not say in the English language anymore?
Can't.
So I like that.
Can't.
What word do you think we should say?
Well, you have two words. That's fine. I was going to say can't. Well, no. Yeah, can't. Haven't done yet.
Ooh,
haven't done it yet.
I've heard that on my show. Okay,
haven't done it yet.
So explain that to me.
I believe can't. You are what you say. Mm-hmm. So if you say I can't do this, then you're not going to do it. That's if true. You say I can't do this Hollywood thing, then guess what? You ain't going to be breaking into Hollywood.
That's true.
So I haven't done it yet. I have not. I would love to do like an alien type movie and be the action. So
I haven't done it
yet. I haven't done it yet.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Not yes. I can't do it because you never seen a black woman do that type of movie. No, right. I haven't done it yet. I haven't. So I always tell people, like, when we train and stuff, don't say can't. Don't say that. Oh, I can't do it anymore. I'm tired. No, it's mind. Another basketball thing taught me, mind over matter. Yeah. It's 80% mental. And that's what
it is.
All this entertainment industry is 80% mental.
Almost everything is.
Every corporate, anything you do.
Yes.
It's mental.
Yes.
So putting can't in your mental.
I know.
Unless they're, okay, now this is where flip side.
Well, I mean, there's a few.
There's a few exceptions. Like, right. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to be on the casting couch.
Right, no, right.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as like forward progress for you and your dreams, don't put can't.
I agree.
So
it's just finding ways, maybe to find a different way to get there, or maybe take longer to get there, or
yeah,
you know, like just that you, or just that the opportunity hasn't arose yet to you where you can do that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So. One day I want to do a musical. One day I think.
Hey, and it ain't done yet, but it's gonna be popping.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Right.
You are the best.
You're the best.
I am so looking forward to seeing how your career continues.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously, I think you are just. I mean, the guest book starts August 3rd. I'm gonna be watching it anyway, so I'll be watching you. I'll be tweeting at you, commenting at Kombucha. But no, I wish you the best.
This has been awesome.
You're welcome back anytime.
Come back anytime.
Any projects going on. Yeah, please.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure.
What was the other question? Was that it?
What words should you say more of? You said it already.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I know. Jump into the gun. I'm just be jumping, honey.
You're from Inglewood.
Right.
So
right.
I just go. Right.
You're right. You better learn how to jump, run, and duck. So you better learn how to do all three.
That's so true. Yes. You know, Inglewood's getting better, you guys.
It is. They got the football teams. They redoing the casino. Coming. Yes, right.
Everything's happening.
Everything is happening.
They got to get to downtown Inglewood. That's the next thing. They need to get there a little faster. It's a little.
Yeah, it is.
We got a Sweetie Pies there now, but that's, you know.
Stuff I Eat is there, too. That vegan restaurant.
Yes, it's there. So there's a few things starting to kind
of. Trying to go there. But yeah, a lot of the business, bless they heart, from the 1960s. Bless they heart.
I know.
Still delivering milk door to door.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, in that area, my friends have the milk door still in their old houses over there.
What?
Over in Leimert Park and stuff, some have the milk door still there.
Are you serious?
In the kitchen where they used to put the milk in there
and you
open it inside and there's the milk.
Old school.
Very old school.
Old school.
I love it. So, Melanie, tell people where they can actually find you on social media if they want to talk to you or find more of your work.
Real simple, Melanie Mosley, MelanieMosley. My first and last name. It ain't no diva _ I got @_ # get me there. Melanie Mosley, all social media, Instagram, social. I ain't no Snapchat yet. Okay, Twitter, IMDb. And don't forget, guest book, August 3rd, 10 p.m.,
yes.
Coast to coast,
TBS.
East coast, west coast, south. North,
South
tune
coast.
In.
North coast, South,
South
coast.
South coast, Canada. Tune in. Everybody, tune in. The guest book, August 3rd, 10 p.m., TBS.
That's so good. And Breaking It to You is on blackhollywoodlive.com. It's also on iTunes. And it's on YouTube under Black Hollywood Live, Breaking Into. Our Facebook page is Breaking Into. I'm James Live Jr., where all Jingle Juniors are sold. Just look me up, and I'm there.
Hey.
And she'll be there, too.
Right.
And we will see you next time.
Yes.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.